Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here at Fenway Park again. I've got to give you the phone number. We need people to start calling
in
right
now.
Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go.
Slacking off a little bit.
How about these states that have never paid? Can we get somebody representative from the state?
Arizona. What the hell?
Come on,
Alaska.
Come on, Michigan.
We're going to sell you.
Pick it up.
Is that accurate? Last night, I thought there were fewer states than that. Is that wrong?
Montana.
No, that's right.
Montana? I thought Montana. I thought they were.
It's rock and roll.
877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. All for the Jimmy Fund. He's been here every year since he's been in.
He's got a new toy, too.
I was
going
to say this.
He's completely disconnected right now. Don't even talk to him.
And even though
he opened up this box and now he's like, woo.
Even though he's had a busy week, never good when you hear you got to go to Dr. Andrew's office. Chris Salt joins us once again here on the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely.
And I know you always spend good time with the kids and seem to have a blast with them as well.
Yeah, you know, this is obviously a great. Great thing that we have going. The Red Sox have been involved for a very long time now, and since I've been here, it's fun for me to come in here, talk with you guys, and see the kids, take pictures, sign autographs, do things like that, and just bring smiles to kids.
Yeah, I don't know how involved you are, but I don't know if you see some of the things that Brock Holt does. I know he's like the captain of this Jimmy Fund. It is amazing how much he puts into it. I don't know if you've been part of that at all,
yeah.
Or seen it in action.
Yeah, we know that he's very involved. I know I think it was Players Weekend last year, he let some of the kids design some cleats for him and put numbers on them.
Yeah.
And he's obviously an awesome human being and great teammate, and it's good to see. He lives here too in the off season. I know he does some things there too. So it'd be nice to be able to keep him here and have him continue that.
I'd say you'd probably want to run him out of town because he's making everybody else look like really terrible people. Nobody else.
He's such a good guy.
I can't even come close to being like
Christian
him.
Has a different way of looking at people.
He's a great guy. Really, every single player is unbelievable. Whenever we mention the Jimmy Fund of the kids,
they're always here.
Yeah, always show up.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
All right, so it's been a strange season for you, really strange, and should we worry about what happened in the last couple of days? You said no tear. I heard you say that numerous times yesterday. Usually when they give you that plasma, isn't it because there is a slight tear? No?
I guess not. I've heard of guys just kind of doing PRP for recovery things in the off season. It's not something I'm too familiar with. I've never gone through that process before, but it was something that, you go down to the best of the best and he tells you what to do, you do it. And that was kind of my mindset going in. I wanted to keep an open mind and kind of be able to learn the process and know what's going to be best for me. And this is what he said to do. So we went with it.
So I heard you yesterday. I think you said that, in the past maybe you felt a little tightness in your elbow. I mean, you're a pitcher. You've been in the league a long time. You could MRI every pitcher's elbow, shoulder, and something is there. But
yeah.
What made this different?
Just kind of the way I felt, the way I came out of my last start, and just kind of where we're at, with all this. So. I'm obviously relying on a lot of people to get me through this. I've said it a million times. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, I don't negotiate contracts, stuff like that. I'm a baseball player. I'm a pitcher. So I know the people I have in my corner are going to push me in the right direction and see this through as best we can. And, we've got everything at our fingertips in terms of, recovery tools, tactics, shoulder programs, things like that. So, I'm in as good of a spot as you can possibly be in with, obviously getting some bad news.
So, I was talking to actually Christian before this, and the team won 5 straight. Last night was a tough game, but still a good game. It's
yeah.
Like the last week you guys have played better. And it almost seems like your team is comfortable with the all hands on deck. Like, okay, let's pretend we're back in October again. Everyone's on board, doing their part. We don't care if we have 2 starters. We'll figure this thing out. And it's like you guys are comfortable with that. That has to make it hard when everyone is all hands on deck and you find out you can't help anymore.
Yeah. No hands on deck for me. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think going back to what
Especially you were saying.
Well, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, it seems like you just want to – you're on the mound, your presence, everything. It's like you just want to be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you speak to any athlete that takes pride in what they do, they want to be on the field. That's number one, manning the shift. It's with any job, actually, I think. You know, when you sign up to do something, whatever it is you sign up to do, whether it's, you know, playing baseball, mowing a lawn, or taking care of someone's finances, you want to do it to the best of your ability, and you want to be there. Like, showing up is more than half the battle in this game. And, you know, for parts of the last two seasons, I haven't been able to do that. You know, obviously I can't change the anatomy of my body. I can't, you know, fix these things. But, you know, it's up to me to work hard through all this and see this process through and do what I can to get back not only as soon as possible, but, you know, as healthy as possible and be able to, you know, finish this out through and through.
You know, yesterday we had JD and Mookie on. We were just talking about just – you know, what's been the biggest difference between this year and last year? JD was just mentioning it was just special. I mean, everything
easy,
went
easy.
Right. It was easy. Yeah,
easy.
It was easy. Everything was easy. And this year it seems like everything is hard. Then we just had all these coaches on. They're talking about the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Was that – would you – is it fair to say the little things got in the way this year for you guys? Or was it something else?
Yeah, and I think that last year we had some areas – that really excelled. You know, our starting pitching for the first month of the season last year, I mean, it was incredible. You know, we were getting deep into games. We were, you know, we had a staff ERA that was ridiculous, you know, filling up innings, striking guys out, stuff like that. You know, and obviously our lineup has been, you know, basically the exact same. So, you know, and you know, in sports, you gotta get a little bit of lucky,
yeah.
A little bit of luck too sometimes. And I think some of those were tough. You know, we opened up with a long road trip, but you know, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. At the end of the day, you gotta get it done. You gotta find a way to win, and you gotta, you know, get that job done.
So when you found out that you were out for the season, was it just like, oh, seriously, now this, like, with everything else that's going on, like, you know,
I might have worded it a little differently.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but
well, see, the last couple of starts, yeah. I mean, it seemed like you were turning the corner.
Yep.
You were locked in.
Yeah, it was kind of that's. More of the frustrating part is, you know, obviously you guys have watched. This season has been a complete grind, you know, as a team, but for me personally as well. You know, it hasn't gone the way I wanted it to go. It hasn't, you know, hasn't panned out. And then, you know, you get, you know, a handful of starts that, okay, this starts feeling better, and then the product on the field starts, you know, showing better. And then, you know, this happens. So, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta take it in stride. I can't go back. I can't mm-hmm. change it. You know, keep my chin up, rely on my guys in my corner, and see this thing through as best I can.
So talking about the grind, because it's been so different. We've seen you pitch at such a high level, and you seem to be changing from game to game to game. Were you trying to find something? Because you kept on saying it wasn't anything physical, right?
Yeah.
It was not. So what were you trying to – because from game to game, we'd see you pitch at 94, 95, you drop down to 90, you get it up to 97, 98. What was going on?
I think it was at the beginning of the year trying to find my stride, just trying to find my space, you know, for arm slot, release point, you know, where my hands are breaking. And then it consumes you. You know, if you're sitting here thinking, you know, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, you're going to do it. Or if I need to do something, if you pressure yourself into doing something instead of just kind of trying to feel it out naturally and get back to things. And that's, you know, where we were after, you know, my Los Angeles or my Angel start and, you know, against Cleveland was it felt like, you know, and this isn't just me. I got, you know, a team of guys, you know, working behind the scenes, you know, looking at arm angles and hand breaking spots and just tempo and all these things. So we kind of got it all together and I was able to execute, and then you know, felt like I was starting to gain a little bit of ground, obviously later than we wanted, but you know, still, you know, we had about 2 months left at that point, so feeling confident. And then, you know, obviously this kind of derails all that, but
yeah.
Hey, is what it is. You deal with it and you move forward.
Well, it's too bad. I know, obviously. Yep. it hurts too with you too, you know, wanting to be there with these guys. Yep. And we've talked about with these last couple of days, too. Talk about putting things in perspective, you know, and no matter what is going on. And you guys had a lot of that. I know Blake, brother, in spring training, there's a lot of things that were going on, and even during the year, that it puts things into perspective. And you just say, okay, you know, go about my job and realizing your job is to play baseball, and there's a lot of other people that are really struggling right now, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's the key to all this is, you know, you take it in stride. You know, I'm not going to sit here and whine about it. I'm not going to, you know, hang my head. I'm not going to mope around. It happened. It is what it is. You deal with it. Put one foot in front of the other. Get where you need to go. Try to, you know, not bring anybody down with me. And just, you know, work my tail off to make this thing right. And, you know, once we get to the other side, you know, see what we got and go from there.
As always, Chris, we really appreciate you coming down and spending some time on this telethon, and it means a lot, and I know you're going to go out there and take pictures and some of the kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully everything's going to be just fine.
Thank you, guys.
Right?
I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.